Pleased to be joined by Stacey Hangsterman this morning. Good morning to you.
Good morning.
Well, thanks very much for joining us on this big morning. ESPN coverage of the Special Olympics World Games in Abu Dhabi begin later this morning. And just right off the bat, just the idea that the Special Olympics World Games are in a place like Abu Dhabi, there's something about that connection to me that seems remarkable. And I'm wondering if you kind of share the same view.
It's absolutely amazing. And the World Games start today, and they'll conclude on the March 21st. And it is really special to have it in Abu Dhabi. Special Olympics is all about inclusion. And when you can go to different countries and talk about the same message and carry and value the same message of inclusion for all people, it really shows a signal to the world.
Are you seeing that message of inclusion is getting spread worldwide? Are all countries, all peoples getting on board with this?
Absolutely. We have in Abu Dhabi right now, there are 20,000 volunteers from across the world, 7,500 athletes, and they're from 192 countries. So, yes, this is a worldwide movement.
And ESPN, of course, like mentioned earlier, covering it today, that's a type of coverage they've begun in recent years. How significant is that to the movement of Special Olympics?
I think it's everything. I think about this a lot. When we were younger, Special Olympics has been around for 50 years, but it certainly wasn't on our nightly sports coverage. And when ESPN started doing this a few years ago, not just for World Games, but for USA Games that were in Seattle this past summer, and having those highlights of those athletes and really showing that authenticity and that competition that people turn to ESPN for, I think it's a total game changer.
What about for the athletes themselves? Describe as you understand it, what being part of the Special Olympics and perhaps the Special Olympics World Games would mean to an athlete.
Yeah, these are the best of the best. So New York is very proud. We have the largest Special Olympics program. We have over 68,000 athletes, 4,000 of them right there in Western New York. We have 6 of our athletes over in Abu Dhabi right now competing. And I can actually say one of them competed early, the triathlon they did this past weekend, and we were the first country, we got a bronze medal.
Congratulations.
Triathlon. It's super exciting. Trent Hampton, he's amazing, and he got the bronze.
Now tell me about Trent.
Trent's been an athlete for, over a decade. He is such an inspiration, not just to us, but to the other athletes. He is a fitness instructor as well as a Special Olympics athlete. Triathlon is his sport, so he did swimming, cycling, and running. He told me that he was most nervous about swimming, and he lost a few minutes, but was able to gain it in cycling and running. And I talked to him the morning right after, and he's super excited. He said the competition was fierce, and he can't believe it that he was able to get a medal.
No, that's great news for sure, and congratulations to him and to your organization for that matter. And then just finally, we talk about, like you said, you can go back to when you were a child and how viewpoints have changed for sure when it comes to the people who participate in Special Olympics. Mm-hmm. At the same time, is there more that needs to be done? What would you like people to do or to embrace when they perhaps are watching the Special Olympics?
I think really understanding and getting the awareness out that this is authentic sports and everybody has the right to play. Everyone knows how important sports is in their life and what it brings to them. Of course, everybody with a difference, intellectual difference or not, deserves that opportunity. And I think what you're finding, and I hope everyone just keeps a lookout, unified sports. We have 145 schools across the state. This is when half of the athletes on the team have an intellectual difference and half of them do not. They practice together for 6 weeks, and then they compete for 8 weeks interscholastically against other schools. It is really changing the fabric of our schools, and it's really teaching how inclusion can start with sports, and it's the best place for it to be. So I hope that everybody hears this and kind of just opens their eyes again to what they think Special Olympics is and then finding out what it is today. It's pretty spectacular.
Well, Stacey Hangsterman, I do appreciate your time with this morning, and enjoy the ESPN coverage of the Special Olympics World Games.
You too. You're going to love it. Thank you so much for having me.
Thank you. All right, Stacey.
Take care.
Thanks for calling. Bye-bye.